I found a whole bunch of old pictures that I said, you know, because I keep thinking of, you know, how to write a little, another little blog. You know, it helps drive traffic to the website and something I can post on the woodworking forums too, you know, and write a couple, you know, put a couple pictures up and write a paragraph or two with it, and you kind of, you put something on that people can respond to, and it gives people ideas. And I even got a lot of guys who come back on and say, hey, man, you should have done this part this way, you know. Virtually half the time I say to myself, and I think I know what I'm doing a lot, you know, but half the time I go, you know, that guy's right. That would have been a smarter way to do that. So, you know, it's all good. The forums are good in that respect. You get a chance to hang out in a whole, with a whole bunch of experts in a room, so to speak, you know. Anyway, I had these pictures, and I try to get before and after stuff, but one of the things I noticed was, you know, most cabinets are hutch and base. You know, you have a base cabinet that's deeper, and a top cabinet that's 12 inches deep. The bottom one's 24, the top one's 12, you know, and they're either attached to each other like a hutch and base, or they're more like a wall cabinet and base cabinet, like in a kitchen. You know, the reason why that's so standardized is because it's worked for so long. So people have been building that way for a couple hundred years now, you know. But one of the things that changes the look, I noticed a lot, is the height of the bottom cabinet. So, you know, you can build a dresser with a little bit of library above it, but the dresser's normally like up at 42 high. You know, as high as you can make it and still look down inside the top drawer, you know, for your clothes. And then I've also built things where library is going from the ceiling all the way down to the bottom 18 inches is just this little tiny base cabinet that looks like a base almost for the shelving above. It's like only, you know, one door high, but it's very cool looking. You know, our standard stuff is 36 inch high for your kitchen cabinets and 30 inch high for, you know, something that will be in the living room or dining room, you know, to store silverware or for a TV set, your entertainment center, you know. But man, you can go pretty damn high with that base cabinet, and you can go pretty damn low with it. It can just be this little thing on the bottom, and library shelving climbs from that 18 inches off the floor all the way up to the 96 inch ceiling or whatever it is, you know. The thing about this is it drastically changes the look. You know, when you go from a bureau that's, you know, 16 to 24 inches deep or whatever it is, that's 42 inches high or more, you look at a base cabinet that's 18 inches high and has this shelving, 12-inch deep shelving, that rises up from that point all the way up to the ceiling, man, that's a completely different looking animal, even though there's still, you know, cabinet carcasses, like all us cabinet makers do. We make a carcass and we adorn it, really, is pretty much what you do. But, man, that would talk about a different look. That's interesting. And, you know, the proportions of how high to make something, considering how high the room is. You know, an 8-foot-high cabinet looks very different when it's going all the way to it's going to the ceiling in an 8-foot room than the cabinetry does if it's only 8 feet tall and you're in what's it called, the really tall opening, atrium, cathedral ceiling, when it's way up in the air, you know, you're in a 20-foot-high room that only has 8-foot cabinets, it very different look, too, so proportions are a big thing, and a lot of times woodworkers work with their brain a lot, but they don't use their gut to tell them, you know, what looks the coolest. They always have these rules about, the golden rule, and 2/7 of the height and all, you know, all these kind of things. And those are good ideas unto themselves, but, man, you have to look at it in context. You build cabinetry according to how it's going to fit in that room, how much it's going to take over, form always follows function. From there, you really know what to suggest, and you really know what to draw for someone. And when you're done, it really works and everyone's happy, you know. There's no hard and fast rules. Everything works in accordance with its context, the room that it's within, you know. And, of course, primarily it has to do the job it has to do. Oh, this is your library of books. Oh, this is the whole bunch of objects, the art, and therefore the shelves have to be higher. Oh, this is the whole bunch of the stereo equipment underneath, you know. Everything follows what it's made for. you know, and it should look like it does just that, you know. That's my feeling anyway.